No, I mean, you're always looking for things that, you want to try to get better at your techniques on. You know, I mean, you go to colleges and learn, you go to other places and learn, and I mean, that's just another step. I'm sure we'll look at it during the offseason for sure.
Capri was aggressive, but I guess there's got to be a fine line where when he's costing you field position, how do you balance that with him in terms of kick return?
You want to be aggressive, no question. It's what we call returner mechanics. We made some situations worse than they should have been. But, you know, the thing that happened was we also got out-physical by those guys. They did a great job on their kickoff coverage. I did not do a good enough job of getting them to understand how good that team was, obviously. So, we got to do a better job, and that's going to be the challenge this week because I'm sure they're going to test us. You know, that when you look at it, not all those balls were out of the end zone, you know. So just like we do on kickoff coverage, same thing around the league.
Is that decision complete Capri's judgment on, you know, where he goes and when he does not?
No, it's not his decision, no. I mean, we're going to try to give him a landmark to go to and those type of things. But, you know, that's the first time Capri was back there, too, if you know, noticed. It's the first time he's been there. But, you know, we're gonna keep working with him. And we've had three different guys back there this year. We got to do a better job on that team. If you look at all the other special teams, I think they've been effective. I don't think that one's been near as effective as we need it to be. So, got to keep working there. We got a lot of guys that are working there. Okay. A lot of guys that are working.
Do you like the mentality of he doesn't want to kneel?
Hell yeah. You want a guy that's aggressive. You want a guy that wants to go there. I can show you. You know, Philadelphia's had two touchdown returns. You know, both those guys hit it on the run, brother. I mean, they're rolling. So, it's just. You want to be an aggressive football team, but you also want to be a smart football team. You don't want to be reckless. And we might have got a little out of our lane last week. We'll get that corrected.
They made some moves. They brought in Barrington, but then a couple of guys, you know, KO and Phillips. How does that change things for them?
It doesn't change anything. It just means that they now know our systems. I can tell you, Shiloh's singing like a canary because he did it when he did it when he came here. I can tell you that right now. So. You know, we played Cincinnati, and he came in and gave us everything. That's just the league, man. So, you just got to deal with it. John Phillips was with me in Dallas, so it's not like they don't know it. And, you know, I'm sure they did the same thing offensively and defensively. So, it's all about the players on the field, though. That's what it's really about. And both those guys were good players for us. And hopefully we can play well against them.
Does that knowledge they have entice you to kind of change things up, or you just kind of go with what you got?
I mean, you know, at this point in the season, it's hard to change things up, but we might have a few wrinkles for them. You never know.
How have injuries changed their special teams this year? They had some early on.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had a lot of, one of the things that Coach Kubiak just talked about, you know, their personnel groupings. Well, one week they might be heavier at receiver than they are at tight end, or one week they might be heavier at tight end. So they've had a lot of guys that are in and out of the lineup, not only because of the injury situation, but also the personnel groupings that he wants on offense. So it's been a revolving door there for sure.
What are your thoughts on punters dancing?
I just saw it because we were going through our big plays last night, so I just saw it. You know, guy can move, man. What can I tell you?
Can there be excessive celebration?
Should have been, in my opinion. I mean, that's the same way with Vaughn, so we'll see. I don't know how they're going to.
I just wondered. I mean, it's such an.
Hey, man, they got enough problems officiating all the things that they have to do, you know. I mean, I wouldn't worry about too much of that stuff for sure.
Are the holding penalties frustrating because neither of those were actually punt returns? One was a fair catch and one was down?
Yeah, so one of them was turned into the league and one of them we've got to clean up, you know. So we'll find out from there and see what the league says on them today.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.